there was a big argument the league, you know, with a new management and a lot of new players, and players were coming back from injuries and rested and what have you. So everybody was tipping Donegal for the fall. And, you know, there's ways of getting relegated that you still play okay in matches and compete. And we lost, two or three games by a point. You know, right from the start in Killarney, like losing that match, which, you know, with an illegal point and last kick. And some of the football we played in, it was very encouraging. So we went down, but we shouldn't have went down. I mean, we had the Mayo game in control in the palm of our hand, and we let it slip with it, you know, with Mayo gaining the draw. And that's, I suppose, what you're looking at. Donegal is still, as a squad, much better equipped to be in Division 1 than Cavanagh. The Cavanagh, I think, came up something by default. You know, Matty McGlean, the start of the season, I think, wanted to consolidate Cavanagh in Division 2 and try and build this team that he's building. And I think by the fact that Division 2 was so bad, Cavan went on a bit of a run. And now they find themselves in Division 1. And I think even though we've swapped places with them, I still think by far Donegal have a much more talented squad and much more experience in there than Cavan have. And, you know, coming into this game, I suppose their best player, Darren McVitie, he pulled a hamstring, and he actually left them on in that final a bit longer than the shooter, because he says he twinged, and that was a big mistake by the Cavan management. Whether he can see some part in this game or not, but he would be the best player. And, you know, I suppose up front, even though Riley's been playing well, their top scorer, there's a lad, Faulkner, there. He's not actually, I think, named to be up front. I think the two of them will play inside, and they're pacey, and they'll run at us all day. But really, you know, compared to our own guys that we have in the forward line, I mean, for me, Paddy McBurney's the best forward in Ireland. You know, Cavan don't have players like that. Now, they have a work rate, and you've seen in that last league final, they'll never give up. But in terms of, like, as I say, Murphy's, McBurney's, you know, if Ryan McHugh can play some part, you know, backed up by, you know, the talents that's coming through there, the likes of young Niall O'Donnell and Cian Mulligan, and I think Jamie Brennan, you know, I think Jamie Brennan will play inside at the start by McBurney. We get the right ball inside, you know, the Cavan defence can't handle these guys, and I know we have an issue in our own defence, but, you know, Cavan play a bit like Donegal. They haven't really played, they were playing a blanket defence, and a bit like us the last few years, Tom, they were getting fed up with this real horrible style of football. They've opened up and played this year, and they've got the rewards for it. We were tough in our luck, I think, in a few games, but I think tomorrow's game is going to be a really intriguing match. Both teams are going to try and win the match, play with a sweeper, maybe two if there's a slow build-up. So I think it'll be a shootout. And when it comes to that, Tom, between, as I say, those players and McNeilish, and, you know, if Cian Thompson gets that left foot going game, which seems to have been off song this last week, if he can get back into form as well, I think we have too many scoring forwards that can outscore the Cavan team.
We haven't heard a Donegal team yet. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, I think he's going to go back to, you know, you've got to look at experience yet. You know, certainly, people talked a lot about our full back line, Tom. I think, you know, if McGee and McGrath start inside, and obviously Owen Barron, the player that come out, you know, Owen Barron's going from strength to strength, you know, fantastic player. You know, he had a brilliant game against Mayo in that last day, probably our best player. And, you know, I think that the two lads, there's still a season in them yet. You know, we certainly not as quick as they were. And as I say, them two inside from Cavan will be a real handful. But for me, it's more from out the pitch. Donegal weren't putting any pressure on the ball out the pitch. And if there's a 50-yard gap there and fellas have time to play in the right pass, it's very hard, difficult to mark. So I think our half-back line and our midfield and half-forward line have a big job to put pressure on Cavan tomorrow. We didn't see throughout the league enough. There wasn't enough pressure on guys. Once they get out past that 45, between the opposition 45 and our 45, we were too open, and that's where we got to put pressure on the ball. So it's the work rate of them players in the round that we'll be looking to see to try and protect our defence a bit from handy ball coming in.
Cavan named four debutants, two of them in very central positions, Brian McGee in midfield and Oisín Kiernan at centre half forward. The other two are Enda Flanagan in the half forward line and Conor Bradley in the full forward line. I know you've been speaking to friends in Cavan. What do they make of those?
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing with Cavan. You know, I think four is just about, you're on the borderline of enough debutants coming in. But I think with Matty McLean this year, he's kept faith with guys that have trained well. And Cavan, but like ourselves, started off with a very small squad between injuries and players coming back. And that's why I think they were surprised themselves to go up. They didn't go at this league in terms of, yeah, we want to get promoted. So I think they've had some issues at midfield. Big McKiernan's not playing that well. And They've got a fella actually, Oisin Kiernan. He's actually a Meath man, and he started playing club football in Cavan. Apparently, he's had a brilliant league for them as well. So, you know, it's funny, Division 2, Tom, was talking to you before, the coverage of it, you know, that's why everything's centred around Division 1 in that way. It's going to go when they bounce straight back. Like, everything's about the top flight. So, for Cavan, a lot of these lads, you know, wouldn't be household names. Obviously, a few swan songs from Shawnee Johnson. We would all know Cian Mackey, you know, double all-star, you know, puts on a brilliant shift for them all over the pitch. So, you know, the only game I suppose most people would have seen was that league final. Sure, they conceded about 4-16, but they still had 3-12, I think it was themselves, you know. So the thing about that game was, on they never lay down, they never died. So Vainan seems to have these boys moving well. I just think all in all, you know, squad for squad, Donegal have way more talent. Our form at home and our record at home and how confident we are there as well should see us across.